At WCSG, our bullpen is where your WCSG DJs spend time warming up and getting ready for your family-friendly morning show, the most music for your midday, and the ride home.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Tom.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Brittany.
Welcome to the bullpen.
Welcome to the bullpen.
Welcome.
Thanks so much for listening and thanks for reaching out. You can always do that by emailing us at bullpen@wcsg.org. Recently, Shia reached out hoping that we do some would you rather questions again.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so each of us has one would you rather question to ask and the rest of the group needs to answer. Jeremy, go.
All right. So I know that we all put a lot of work into what our bodies look like.
We both do.
The tops and the bottoms.
Yes.
So today's would you rather.
Also a tops and bottoms.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh boy, I hope it's not the same one.
Weird.
Would you rather age from the neck up or the neck down only?
Oh no.
One ages only.
Oh.
I would age from the top up.
Okay.
Not like fast aging, right? Like this is just like normal aging process.
Yes.
Right.
Top up
yes.
because I
yeah,
feel
it's
like
not you, gonna age abnormally.
You would look like a psycho if you had like the body of a 20-year-old and the head of like an 85-year-old. That would
right.
be absolutely
I
terrifying.
I thought that's what you said you wanted.
Yeah.
No.
You want it opposite?
No. Okay, oh. No, the theory is I can cover up the fact that I have a young body.
True.
Okay.
So I would rather do that.
You'd rather have a young body and an old face?
Yes. But like naturally. I'm not talking like all of a sudden like Raiders of the Lost Ark, my face melts off. I'm not talking that. But like as I gradually age, that's fine. But I can still like, you know, be active and stuff because my body is still 20 years old.
I agree. I would rather have like my arms and legs and back and stuff still be able to
because,
be healthy.
I mean, like think if you had like this young face, but you're like, you've got like saggy arms and like the... like
and you're
creepy,
hunched over.
like clear skin,
oh,
and like you know what I mean?
Creepy and ashy, yeah.
Yeah, like that would be really.
Well, and you've got some pretty really vital scary. Organs going.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But then, like, you have like this. Yeah, no, just.
I think I'm the opposite.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I think I want to, you know, just live a natural life. I
so
want
your
to.
Face
I want to.
It's going to look how it looks now.
Yes.
But
which isn't super young.
Of a 95-year-old.
Yes. I'm Dick Clark. It'd be Dick Clark.
I think it's important to note that someone is turning 50 very soon. You.
God. Yes, that's true. That's true.
Okay, okay.
So I always have a 50-year-old face. That's, you know, that's not bad.
Sure.
You know, and but like my body still continues to go through the natural course of life and I don't live forever and that's fine with me.
Well, you don't live forever if your body, you know, you don't live forever either way.
If you have the body of a 20-year-old, then perpetually
you're gonna die eventually.
I guess because your brain
will melt
dies.
Or something.
Wow.
This is a scary question.
Sorry, Tom.
No, that's okay. That was my question. The organs age too.
I would
right?
imagine so.
Yeah.
Like if you pick neck up, brain stays
sure.
like your face.
Oh, that's what
oh,
I want then.
I'd rather you know? Have brains.
Yeah,
and that's the
neck
thing.
Down,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
heart goes, liver goes.
Totally. Yeah. So I'm neck down in it. I'm gonna age neck down. I can get my organs replaced. My brain stays the same. Everything in the brain pan's all good. I just have to go out and harvest some organs every once in a while. Like a total creepster.
You know, I am an organ donor. I have that on my feet. But you can't have
you
that.
Boy,
it's,
no.
It
not for
to,
those
good looking
purposes.
Tom is on his fifth heart transplant.
Yes. Does like, it, wait, do the transplants automatically age when you put them in my gut? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
I want my organs to go to like a child with cancer or,
is it like
or something like that.
Time capsule in there? Is it like automatic death
so
when it enters in?
Minus touch, except your organs just turn to ash.
You're aging normally.
Okay,
so
okay.
Where
so,
if you have a 16-year-old heart get put in you, then it would start at 16 forward.
Okay. This is creepy.
This is like everybody being 33 when they go to heaven, because that's how old Jesus was.
Oh,
yes.
there you go.
Okay.
Jeremy, what do you
I feel like I would probably do the what you girls were doing. Like body down is aging, but the top up is the same.
No,
like
we did
you,
the opposite.
We did the opposite.
Oh, you're doing down. What I did. You're doing
yeah,
what
I want
did.
My body. I don't care about my face.
Oh, I thought I could cover up the body and then always look young because no. my face would
so
look
you're,
young.
Yeah, so you're
I
the opposite
you
of us.
Old face.
Yeah,
I yes. want young face.
Oh, I
so
want
you
young
and I
face.
Are the same.
Yeah, I want young face, old body.
Young face
yeah.
here too.
Oh no, yeah. no, I want.
I want old. Why is this so confusing?
I want young face, young body.
It's like
I want to go back.
You
in
gotta
time.
Pick one or the other.
You gotta pick one or the other.
I want my body to be healthy, and I don't care if my face looks
yes.
like right. a leather
exactly.
couch.
Exactly.
Does anybody else feel like a paper doll right now?
Yes.
Just make,
switch
it's...
outfits.
Plastic
bag. Katy Perry.
Wow.
Okay, Amanda.
Okay. Hopefully, mine's not as complicated. Speaking of tops and bottoms, mine's arms and legs. Would you rather have garden hose arms or accordion legs?
What? are we making noise? Are the accordion?
Yes. yes. But with the garden hose arm, wait, you could
are they filled
really...
with water?
No. Okay. They're just... Oh. They're just
totally noodling. Accordion legs, because then I could learn to play accordion.
Like, you could make
one
so
man
much
band
money.
Style.
Right. One man band.
Oh, Dick,
I,
no, what? Dick
no,
Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke.
So yes. my,
that's right, Dick Van Clark.
So I got a Dick Clark face, yeah. Dick Van Dyke accordion legs.
And then you're Julie Andrews, who perpetually looks young.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's that. Imagine driving a car with accordion legs.
I think I need to get my brakes. Oh, no, that's just my legs.
Just my legs. It's all good.
I'm picking no. accordion legs, too. Yeah. yeah.
I'm going to pick hose arms.
Why?
I just don't want accordion legs. I don't know why.
you just... are very tall, so it'd be yeah. a lot of accordion.
Yeah, it would be. And all the little buttons, I don't know what they do.
Or would it be
know,
like... would it be
I'm
like
thinking
perpetually...
squeeze box more than...
Oh, okay. So the not the button. Full-on accordion?
You just... Oh. It's like perpetually wearing like the... Like, what were they, like, jumperoos
moon
or something?
Shoes.
Like, the moon boot type, yeah. like, bounce things? Like, you just constantly are just, like, bouncing around. I would pick those. I would pick accordion legs.
Yeah. You could still grab things, too, if you didn't have a hose arms.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Think about running the board at work with hose arms.
Yes.
Like, that's going to be real tricky.
But,
and
you know what also...
would not be fingers. You'd have
no, you just have
things,
tubes.
So,
a little fun to walk into a group of people if you have hose arms and just start whipping
them
back and forth.
Yes.
That sounds a little fun.
Yeah.
Amanda?
I would not. I'd like my arms. I like my yep. hands. I like being able to yep. do things. So if I got annoyed with my legs, I could always just sit down.
Just be right. really still.
Yes.
Do not move.
Don't
right.
move.
You could spin around it and make that whistling noise.
Yes.
if the hose arms?
Yeah,
hose
yeah.
arms. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Wow. Wow.
This has gone down such a strange path.
Yes, okay. yes. And also, I didn't know that the asker of the question also has to answer his own question.
So what's yours?
Okay, mine is, would you rather eat your current weight in food this week
ooh.
Or weigh the same as the amount of food you ate last month?
Eat my weight in food this coming week.
Really?
I feel like it wouldn't be a great thing if I ate the amount of food. Like, I feel like I would weigh more.
Well, okay. Keep this in mind. And I don't know if I should give this
how
information away.
Much does everybody eat a day?
I looked it up.
Yeah, okay. yeah, yeah.
The average person eats 4 to 5 pounds of food a day.
Oh. So four times. Oh, I would totally do the month.
Yeah.
Totally. If I could be 120, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
I feel like yeah. I probably eat more than average.
I know I do. But even then, I feel like I don't. Yeah.
So
I don't
eat
know.
Your.
Your current weight
okay.
in food
this week.
Okay.
Oh,
or
if I eat.
Weigh the amount of food you ate last month.
If
how
I
much
eat
food
the
do we
amount.
Eat today?
Of
five?
About 4 to 5 pounds.
So if I ate the amount of weight I am right now, am I going to gain weight?
Likely.
Oh, man.
Like if I can eat, you know, like. 100 pounds of donuts over the next. I mean, yeah,
I guess it
yum.
Depends on what the food is.
It's I weigh more than 100 pounds. Also,
so many just. Pounds of yeah. food, no matter what it is. It really.
Yeah,
it's, yeah.
I don't
it's
know.
A one. It's just 1 week.
Yeah,
that's a lot of food.
Like,
yeah, okay.
Food. If it's something dense like beans, like refried beans,
you probably
beans,
get to pick.
It's still
there's
200
no...
pounds of beans, man.
yeah,
it's
absolutely right. not. Okay,
that's a mess.
I feel like I'd want variety. You know?
Yeah.
Take my 220 and, sure. you know, 50 of it is sandwich.
Yeah.
and,
yeah.
you know, like maybe
10 is apples.
15 is
no.
cereal. You know?
Cereal.
Yeah.
Does coffee count?
Oh,
no.
Or you could just go to the Froyo place.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
With my children. And when you do, the amount of stuff they put on their yogurt is
the
about,
toppings.
Is about 220.
10-pound Froyo.
Yeah. Right. And it only costs you $18.
Yeah. I'm kind of digging the idea of eating my weight in food this week.
You want to try it?
No. I just like the idea of it. Because I have considered for my birthday getting the bucket of nuggets from Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
I'm having trouble talking today. Chick-fil-A, now you like. I think it's part of their catering menu. Mm. Like you can get a bucket of...
It's for catering. It's not for one
person. But I thought, hey, for my birthday, you make a special request.
They're going to cater to him and his need for 200
Perfect.
Pounds of food.
And they'd say, my pleasure. Perfect.
We'll say
can
my
you
pleasure.
Roll me out of here? My pleasure.
Oh, man. Okay. I would go 200 pounds of food this week just because I don't want to weigh 150 pounds and be 6'2".
That's true.
Right? That sounds
death. Emaciated.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you would have the elderly man body.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would.
Thin skin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So. All right. So my question, would you rather lose your sense of smell or lose your sense of taste?
Smell. I'm surrounded by teenagers.
Yeah, I was going to say, losing the sense of smell could actually be a benefit.
Yeah.
Right
Doesn't
now.
Smell and taste go hand in hand? I had a grandma who, she didn't have a sense of smell and she didn't taste anything. So I'm afraid that if you lose your sense of smell, you're not going to taste anyways.
Have you smelled some of the things that happened in this building?
I have. So good riddance. I hear you. Yeah, at 9 a.m. in the morning.
It's happened.
It's 5 o'clock. Let's eat some
tilapia. But, like, okay. I don't want, like, if I couldn't taste the, like, not appealing health food, and I could just, you know, pound that stuff back. Like, that's intriguing to me.
Sure,
that's
a good point. Sure.
Like, I don't really like the taste of kale, but I know it's good for me. But if I can't taste it...
But there are a lot of things I do like the taste
true.
Of. More than I think I like the smell of. That was real deep, Tom.
I want to taste, not smell.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tom, wrap it up.
Would you rather be blind and know your surroundings or see and have trouble determining the terrain?
So, like, you can barely see?
Like, okay, so you can totally see, but something's messed up with your brain that you have no way how to compute
like,
it.
Yeah, so how you, like, process that. Yeah.
So you don't, you're, like, blind to what you see, or you're blind and you kind of see what you don't.
I would like to have my sight, because there are a lot of things you can experience by sitting in a chair. Mm-hmm. And like a sunset or a sunrise, or that doesn't require me to navigate any terrain.
You're right.
So that would be my choice. Okay.
It sounds like what you're describing, the first scenario is like Daredevil.
Yeah.
The comic book guy.
Exactly like Daredevil.
Yes. A little superhero-y, which would be kind of fun.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Would I have to go through the process of learning about my surroundings?
No, you'd just have it.
I would just know.
You'd know.
So I could just know that I've got like echolocation or something.
Yeah, you're a bat.
Okay.
Yeah.
But minus bats the guano. And Daredevil can't see a sunset.
Right?
Right.
No, he can't. Mm-mm. He knows it's there because he feels it on his skin, but he weeps inside because he can't see it, Steve.
All right. Jeremy.
I want to see things, and I guess my brain automatically went to my kids. Like, I'd like to be able to see them.
Right. Oh,
like, as they get older and then they have kids, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But see, with kids, you can just go feel their face.
Like, Charles.
Like, yes.
He would filter out the chubby girls because he would feel their ribs.
Yes.
Isn't that horrible?
That is.
Horrible.
Yeah,
like,
I know that story.
Would, yeah, with girls he would meet, he would, like, grab their hands. And
stop telling me these stories. I don't want to hear that.
It's horrible.
Where's my 200 pounds of food? I'm sad.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I need to taste it. I need to eat it all in a week.
I want it to all be kale that I can't taste. Sorry.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to WCSG's Welcome to the Bullpen. We appreciate your support. As always, you can join the show. We love to hear from you. In fact, Caleb recently emailed us at bullpen@wcsg.org. So we want to take a moment to thank Caleb. Caleb Rounds.
Thank
he
you,
sent
Caleb.
The note. He said, thank you for doing the podcast. I started listening around episode 10 and always look forward to the new episodes. It's also nice to have a piece of home since I'm currently at college over 1,000 miles away.
1,000
miles.
That's a great idea. Yeah, he says, thanks for giving me a little something extra from the DJs I love listening to every day.
200 pounds of kale on the way, Caleb.
So it's our pleasure. Thanks for listening, and we're super grateful for your support.
Where do you go to college?
Yeah.
It's 1,000 miles.
He didn't say.
What direction? 1,000 miles in what direction? Because maybe I personally North. Deliver this care package if it's someplace like sunny and warm.
The West Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
All right. You can join the show, too, at bullpen@wcsg.org. We're also grateful when you subscribe, review, and share Welcome to the Bullpen. It helps us reach more listeners. You can find WCSG's Welcome to the Bullpen wherever you listen to great podcasts, including wcsg.org. The keyword is bullpen.
Don't think. Just answer.
And that mystical little sound just then means... the game we all know and love, and we've just got one round left.
Yay.
Our very own Miss Amanda is in the hot seat.
I feel like y'all are going to make the questions very hard because you know it's me. So
I did not.
I have my favorite president already picked.
All right. Well, if you're ready, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Pancake, waffle, or French toast?
Waffle.
50s or 80s music?
80s.
If you could go pro in any sport, what would it be?
Sleeping.
Sleeping? That's not a sport?
Yes, it is.
Could be.
Okay. Rip Van Winkle or Rumpelstiltskin?
Rip Van Winkle. Mm.
Phone call or text?
Text.
Burgers or tacos?
Tacos.
No internet or no texting?
No internet.
Uber, Lyft, or Yellow Cab?
Ooh, Uber.
Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, or Price is Right?
Wheel of Fortune.
Whisper or Yell?
Yell.
Scuba or snorkel?
Scuba.
Favorite airport restaurant?
The Founders in the G.R. Ford Airport. Nice.
Board games or card games?
Cards.
Send or be sent?
Send.
Pumpkin spice or caramel apple?
Ooh, caramel apple.
Mm. Best Halloween candy?
The caramel apple suckers.
Nice. Mm. Planes, train, or automobile?
John Candy. All of the above. planes.
Tell or don't tell?
Probably tell.
Beatles or Rolling Stones?
Rolling Stones.
School bus driver or lunch lady?
Lunch lady.
City or country?
Nope. Country.
Do we count the last one?
No, I didn't answer it in time.
Yeah, I got 6.
So. Ooh, do 15, I win?
21.
21, no. Ooh. Stephen Curtis Chapman still beat everybody.
No, 5, 10, 15,
yeah, you're right. And then 20, 6 21. Is 21.
Yeah.
Stephen Curtis Chapman still beat everybody.
Yeah. Nicely done.
But you were the top of the 5 of us.
Yay.
Well done. Yes.
Also, sport, professional. Ooh. I'm not really athletic, so I don't think there's ever.
But if
like
you could be gifted, if you could be gifted with the ability.
Oh, that's a good question.
Figure skating.
Yes.
Oh,
wow.
Tanya Harding.
No, I'm just.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's how I would
got
win.
Dark real fast.
Gluty.
Tell me something good.
Happiness time now. We are going to go around and do the tell me something good. So we each found a story that was, you know, just made us smile or made us give a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the people.
I wept bitterly at mine.
You did
I'm
not.
Kidding.
Bitter weeping.
Can't wait to get to yours.
It's about Steve's 50th birthday party.
Yes.
Shut up.
All right. Mine is all about second chances. Everybody deserves a second chance, even former gang members and Nazis. Mm. That is the message that the owner of the Southside Tattoo Parlor in Brooklyn Park, Maryland, hopes to convey, because now he started covering up any racist or gang-related tattoos at no cost.
That's cool.
Wow.
Yeah, he said a lot of people, they got these tattoos when they were young and dumb, sometimes in prison and bad neighborhoods, and they were just doing it because it was the cool thing to do. Didn't really know the meaning behind a lot of these things. And now these men are trying to get jobs or raising families, and they're realizing, like, I do not believe this ink that's on my arm or my neck or in other places.
My face.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Dave has said, you know what? I want to cover these up for you for free. Which takes a lot of time and just he's giving up other business in order to be able to do this.
You could probably have like a hose arm transplant.
You could.
For cheaper than
that. I'm sure you could. And so people have found out that he's doing this, so there's a lot of demand. And so he started a GoFundMe campaign, raised over $12,000 in a month.
Wow.
And has a goal of $60,000. And I just think this is a really cool...
That's really smart.
You know, we all are like, how can I change the world as far as, you know, racism and hate and all that?
Right.
We can't all do everything, but man, he's doing his part to do something.
For
and
sure.
just
Absolutely.
Even opening up the conversations of, you know, the men who are raising kids and saying, you know, I believed this once and I don't anymore. And
right.
I'm trying to show my kids something better. So I thought that
That's
was good.
That's very cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Good story.
Thanks.
All right. Well, mine... thanks to the help from about 30 strangers a couple weeks ago, an Independence, Missouri grandmother's home will not be condemned now.
Aww. Is this like Happy Gilmore?
Sure.
Is there a golf tournament
without
involved?
The hot not, golf?
Not with the golf, right? Okay. Yeah. So the grandma in this story, her name is Gina Gibson. She said, quote, "I was just a few weeks away from losing my home. I just wanted a place for my grandkids to be able to come visit. At that point, I was kind of not believing in people anymore, but this restored my faith in people." And she said, "It's pretty cool." The story basically is her home needed siding and gutter repairs and issues with the garage.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And she had gotten letters. There was a neighbor complaint that things weren't up to code, and she couldn't afford to, you know, to get it all addressed. Right.
Yeah.
So she said, "We just asked for help." And she has a son who works for a local Ford plant in the auto union, UAW. They've got a motorcycle committee, like a subgroup of their UAW there at the plant. So those guys agreed, and they just showed up one day. It was just a random Wednesday with a bunch of tools and all the materials that would need. And there were 30 of them, and they just got to work.
Wow.
And one of the guys was interviewed. He said, "We heard about this, and we knew we had to step in. This world needs helpers, and so we just wanted to do our part."
Like that.
So,
that's a good story. Yeah. And I like it's probably these guys aren't construction workers necessarily, but I can do something.
Exactly.
I can help rip off old siding.
Yeah.
And put
new
stuff
on. Were burly guys, big beards and tats that probably your guy could probably help them with some of those.
Right.
But yeah.
Oh, good story, Steve.
Awesome. I've got a story about a boy from Wisconsin. He was rescued from a storm sewer.
What?
Firefighter saw his finger poking out of a manhole. What had happened is him and his friends were playing in a flooded drainage ditch.
They were playing Ninja Turtles.
And I believe he got swept through into the sewer system by flooding water.
How old was this kid?
11 years old.
Wow.
He wasn't identified, but he got swept under the water, didn't resurface, and found, I guess, an air pocket just beneath the manhole cover, grabbed onto a ladder there, and the guys didn't know where he was. So they were like 30 feet from the ditch where it happened, and the firefighter just saw this little finger poking out of the manhole, and he was under there in this little air bubble, holding onto a ladder, probably as this water's just rushing by. So he was able to grab it, find some air. They found his finger, got the manhole cover off, and sounds like he was taken to the hospital alert and conscious, mostly without incident.
I bet his mother was affected more than the child was, honestly.
Man.
Like, going through that and, like... Yeah. Just the anxiety and stress, like, put me in the hospital because I can't handle this.
Wow. Absolutely.
Good.
Scary
good
stuff.
Ending.
Good ending.
That's
right. Kidding.
All right. Let me tell you a tale of Luther and Waverly Younger. They've been married 55 years. And the sad part of their story is that in 2009, Waverly was diagnosed with brain tumor. So she's been in and out of the hospital a lot. But Luther has been determined to visit her every day. And all like clockwork, while she's in the hospital, every day he walks over 6 miles in blistering summer heat to visit her at the hospital. He is 99 years old.
Whoa.
Is not giving these people rides.
Well, he says people offer him rides, but he declines. He likes to walk because it helps clear his mind, and he says he's always done hard labor. He was a former Marine who fought in the Korean War, and he prides himself on physical strength, so he's probably a little bit stubborn here.
Aww.
But he also says it's about kind of proving his love to his bride.
Sure.
So, like,
if
I bet
you did
he
that for me one time, I'd be like,
food every week.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
with that much water.
He says, I love to see my wife. I love her very much. She made a man out of me, and she made me more than I could ever be. So, I just want to make sure I visit her all the time.
Dude.
So, it just sounds like a sweet story,
Luther.
But I'm like, Luther, it's okay to take a ride every now and then.
Yeah. Let's get him
You're 99 years old.
A Segway or something.
Yeah,
or a scooter.
When I was cracking a stupid joke, Amanda, you were saying something sentimental. What did I cut you off?
What was I saying?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It was very.
I lost it.
It was very sweet.
Steve.
But good news is she was currently in the hospital. She's expected to leave the hospital this week, so come home.
Good.
So hopefully he'll take a break from walking for a while. So I just thought that was a sweet story.
Yeah, it is.
Is he? I mean, again, the mother in me comes out. Like, is he traveling on like well-traveled roads?
Yeah,
like, if he has some sort of medical
based on the picture. It's like neighborhoody
type stuff. Okay, because I would hate
great for 99.
Yeah.
Wow. I would hate for him to have a heart attack and be on the side of the road.
Yeah, for sure.
Helps him.
It looks pretty well populated.
He looks like he's got the body of a 30-year-old.
Yeah, well, he's got that magical thing going on. He's and walking and magical body.
Yes. I like that she made a man out of me.
That's so precious. Okay, well, it is kind of around back to school time, so I found this story pretty cool. Carolyn Collins, she's 54. She is a custodian at a Georgia high school, and she has this thing called a giving closet. So she's just the janitor, but she's got this closet where she, I assume, keeps her like brooms and stuff, but she also keeps supplies for students. She found out 5 years ago that two of the students were homeless. And so she wanted to gift these teens with some food and clothes and shoes and, you know, some school supplies. And so over the years, she has discovered more students in need and has kind of grown her giving closet. So initially it was just a few knickknacks, but now she's got like clothing in there. She's got all sorts of books. She has food. She's got all sorts of school supplies, toiletries, pretty much anything. Pretty much a kid could live out of this closet if they needed to based on the stuff that they could get. So, yeah, she just basically felt that, you know, kind of, I like the tattoo removal guy. Like, okay, this is the platform I have. And so how can I use this to be a blessing to others? So she's, you know, she has a job in a school. So how can I help the people that I'm surrounded by? Mm-hmm. Well, I can help by supplying them with different things. So she's actually teamed up with a local church. And so they're the ones that are also kind of helping her keep her supply closet / giving closet all filled up with stuff.
What I think is really neat about that too is not just that the kids are getting an item or things that they need, but there's obviously some sort of relationship built there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because for her to be like, that teenage girl needs lady products. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just for lack of a better term. Like, there's a relationship that has been built there where there's a trust and there's a, I'm going to help take care of you. And, you know, you don't have to feel ashamed to come to me because I'm your friend and I want to help you. Yeah. So it's a really good story.
They call her Mama Collins.
Oh,
isn't that cute? Yeah.
And she'll be one of those ladies when she retires, like, you know, they'll dedicate the graduation to her.
Yes. It's a legacy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And hopefully someone will carry that on for her. That's really cool. Well, on that note, it is time to wrap things up. We are back in 2 weeks. It's going to be October.
What?
Steve's going to be 50.
No, come on.
Yes.
Should we start? Like, what do you want to do for your 50th birthday?
Oh, yeah.
Like anything special?
I want to eat my weight in food in 1 week. No, I don't know.
Have you given it much thought? Is it a big deal for you?
I don't know. We don't have the time to get into it here, guys.
Okay.
Is this something that your therapist should maybe?
Maybe so. No,
you?
I don't know. I don't want to make it like an event, like the day or the week of, but I do want to take some time and kind of take stock of my life and say, what is the next 50 years going to look like?
Oh, my heart right now.
Yeah. So there's a little bit of that.
Just know that you are loved by us.
Thank you.
And we want to be able to somehow celebrate you. So if you refuse, we're just going to have to ambush you somehow.
Yep.
So
okay.
And your birthday's on a Friday.
It's on a Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Steve's birthday is Sunday. I see. Okay. So the 30th. So you will be the same person to us on Friday as you are on Monday when you return.
Good enough for me.
Unless your head ages really rapidly and your body stays young. It is time for a deep cut. Tom, it's your turn. What did you bring for us today?
Okay, now this is a Christmas song. I'm going to preface it with that.
Oh.
I know. Stop. No, wait. My wife, we listen to this year round. We love this song. And it doesn't really sound like a Christmas song. So,
it's got that going for it.
Yeah. It's While You Were Sleeping from Casting Crowns. It's off their Peace on Earth album. And this song just means a lot to me. I really, really enjoy it. So just a beautiful song about the world we live in today, kind of paralleled with the world back when Jesus was born.
Bethlehem.
And there's a lot of parallels there, and I just think it's a neat kind of pullback from the earth and just kind of a view of who we are, where we are, how God might see it. So
cool.
Here you go.
Thanks,
Tom. All right. Merry Christmas. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Tom.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Brittany.
Welcome to the bullpen.
little town of Bethlehem looks like another silent night. Above your deep and dreamless sleep, a giant star lights up the sky. And while you're lying in the dark, there shines an everlasting light. For the king has left his throne and is sleeping in a manger tonight, tonight. Oh Bethlehem, what you have missed while you were sleeping, for God became a man and stepped into your world today. Oh Bethlehem, you will go down in history as a city with no room for its king. While you were sleeping, while you were sleeping, Mary shivers in the cold, trying to keep the Savior.
Amanda.
Oh, sorry. Well, I'm not. Thanks for editing me, Jeremy.
Oh, I'm leaving that in.
Stop.
Come on there.
Your bird to burr burr.
I'll lead you in with an awe.
I'll lead you home.